The Chaitanya Bhagavat, everyone's going to Kuliagram to meet Lord Chaitanya. Kuliagram is the present-day Navadvip, which you arrive at by leaving ISKCON Mayapur and going on a bicycle rickshaw, Riska, to Ghat. So now we're hearing about how they were crossing the Ganga and going crazy to try to meet Lord Chaitanya again. It's almost a repeat at the beginning of the chapter. Hena Prabhu Sakshate Dekite Ayaise Tanra Ganga Taribeka Vichitra Vakise. What is the wonder that persons who were going directly to see the Lord would cross the Ganga? Laksha Laksha Loka Bhase Janavira Jal Sabe Parahayena Paramakutuhale. Hundreds of thousands of people joyfully crossed the Ganga, floating in the waters of the Ganga. Gangaya Haya Para apana apani, kola kuli kariya karena hari dvani. After crossing the Ganga, everyone embraced one another and chanted the name of Hari. Very friendly group. Kayaira katava haila uparjan. Uparjan. Katahata bhajaro vasaya katajan. The boatman made a lot of money and a number of people set up shops. That's in India, they have instant stores. There's some mail every year in Bailvan, in Lakshmivan or Bailvan, opposite Keshigad. You can walk across the fields for 40 minutes and come to Bailvan. So people cross the Yamuna, you can actually walk across in Posha month when they have every Thursday the festival there in Lakshmi Temple. And when you go there, it's a big mela. Lakhs and lakhs of people in that month go to visit Lakshmi Devi and give her some donation and offer her some blessings. She's begging for blessings. And as soon as you get there, the whole road, little footpath leading up to the temple, on both sides there's hundreds and hundreds of shops selling balloons and horns and pakoras and glove jamans. And it's a mela. There's food and toys for the kids, and it's wild. Little rides, little thing like this about 8 feet high on the back of a tractor goes like this, and little kids sit in these little things and go around to entertain, keep the kids busy while granddad goes in and does puja to Lakshmi Devi. You've ever seen a temple? And she's sitting with her hands folded. Chatur dike jara je icha se kine hena nahi jani iha kare kon jane. People in four directions purchase whatever they desired. No one can understand who is arranging all this. Shane kera modye gram nagara prastara paripurna haila stala nahi avasar. Within a short time, the entire village, including the streets and outskirts of the town, became so filled with people there was no empty space. Ananta arbuda, like you say, Arab pati, you say Arab, in Bengali you say arbuda. Arbuda means, you say crores, they say arbuda. Or crores and crores is arbuda. Ananta arbuda loka kare haridwani bahir nahai gupte achi nyasi mani. Unlimited millions of people chanted the name of Hari. Yet the crest jewel of sannyasi stayed hidden and did not come out. Where he's hiding? Somewhere in Kulia. Shani ke aila mahashaya vachaspati tinho nahi payena prabhura kota stiti. After a while, Vachaspati Mahashaya arrived there, and he was also unable to find out where Lord Garanga was. It's interesting, previously the people were calling Vidya Vachaspati kapat, you cheater, you liar, you're this and that. And now the author, when he's describing, he's saying Vidya Vachaspati Mahashaya. Mahashaya means it's a very Narottam Das Thakur Mahashaya. It's a very high honorific term to glorify generally a saintly person of the highest caliber of purity, honesty, spiritual accomplishment, and realization. So the author, Vrindavan Das Thakur, is aptly and correctly describing the qualities of Vidya Vachaspati, the Nitya Parishad of the Lord, as Vachaspati Mahashaya. Katakshane Tati Vachaspati Ekeshvara. Dakiya Naila Prabhu Gauranga Sundara. So now you can understand from this verse how special he was. There were millions and millions of people there. And they're all chanting, Hari, 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 Hari. No response. And then one person came. He didn't even chant. Doesn't say he chanted. After some time, Gaurasundar, he summoned, he invited Vachaspati to come alone to see him. See him. Ekeshwara. So this reminds us of the Rasa dance. There were 3 billion gopis in the Maharas dance. 3 billion gopis, it says in Padma Puran. But one gopi left. When one gopi left, Krishna left. Because one of Krishna's opulences is Sadaishvarya Purna. Aishvaryasya Samagrasya Viryasya Yashashastriya. And he is the greatest Tyagi, the greatest renunciation. So even billions of the most beautiful celestial damsels in the universe could not woo him or seduce him or attract him or distract him for a millisecond. Because that one gopi left, and then he left millions in the dust. He walked away. Who was that gopi? Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So Gaurasundara, there's millions of people, but he's only calling one. So just see what a Mahashay he is. What a great Mahashay he is, a great exalted devotee. Dekhi Macha Prabhu Vishar Deramandan Dandavatahaya Padila Sekshana. As soon as Vachaspati saw the Lord, he offered him dandavats. Chaitan Jera Avatara Varniya Varniya Shloke Pare Puna Puna Pranatahaya. Repeatedly Vachaspati offered dandavats. And it recited so many verses describing the qualities and avatars of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Samsaru dhara lagi, je Chaitanya rupe, tare lena jateka, patita bhava kupe, se gora sundar kripa, sumudrara prai, janma janma chite mora, vasuka sadhai, samsara sagare magna, Jagate kya niravari varshe prema kripa yuktahaya hena je atula kripa maya gora dham spuruka mara ridai jete aviram. These were the prayers that he offered. These automatically composed stotrams and stutis to glorify Gauranga. In the form of Chaitanya, samsara udara lagi. You have delivered, you're taking everyone out of the samsara by your compassion. You delivered the entire universe by rescuing the fallen souls from the deep well of material existence. Bhava kupe, griham anda kupe. Kupe doesn't mean a convertible car. Two-door Ferrari with a soft top. Two-door Ferrari with two seats and a convertible top. Or Aston Martin driving down the road from Buckingham Palace with your new bride, waving to everyone. Your Sham Blue Aston Martin. England's best car. Obviously, the prince can't drive anything but an English car. And the pride and joy of Vrindavan is Krishna's bare feet. Because he walks everywhere in bare feet. There's no need for a car. The pride and joy of Vrindavan is Nanda Maharaj's bullock cart. Krishna gets in that bullock cart and he sits there with Balaram and Nanda Baba, and actually his mother. The two boys sit on their mother's laps, Rohini and Yashoda, every year on Govardhan Puja, and they sit in their Balgaris and they do Govardhan Parikrama. So many people are singing and dancing in front of them, and It's a beautiful procession. So even Nanda Maharaj, he started the first car parikrama of Govardhan. Many people were walking along with Krishna. So if you're like Krishna, then you go by car. If you're Krishna Das, then you walk around Govardhan. But if you're in that Bhava Purusha, then you go by car. Nanda Maharaj was walking with the cows. But the children were riding with their mothers. And so many ladies were walking also. Because Mother Yashoda is Brajeshwari. She's the queen. So that's the royal conveyance. The bullock cart. Because she's Abhira. Abhira. That's a particular group of Vaishyas. They're Pashupals. They don't deal with money. They don't deal with agriculture. They don't grow anything. They just take care of cows. Abhira. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Jai Vrind. Abhira Nagari. It's also a province. There's a province near Pakistani named Abhira, somewhere in Sindh and Abhira. So sometimes they say it's called the Abhira clan because they originated from there. That's also there. You can look in the Puranic Encyclopedia under Abhira. That's also a particular group. Krishna wasn't growing Gehun. You don't read anything. Prabhupada said they traded milk and butter and they had sufficient grains and jewelry and everything they got. They were Gopal Govinda. Gopal Govinda Ram, Shrimadu Sudan, Giridhari Gopinath, Madana Mohan. Gopal Govinda Ram, Shrimadu Sudan. So he's offering, these are the translation of the prayers of, when he has darshan, sakshat darshan of Gauranga, this great Brahmin from Navadvip. He's been called alone for a private audience. Somewhere in some house, it's not told where. In Kulia, which is today Nadia, Navadvip. And he's amazed, he's so privileged and so fortunate, and so blessed, he's just offering dandavats and glorifying the Lord spontaneously from his heart. May Gaurasundar, whose mercy is unlimited like the ocean, Gaurasundar Kripa Samudvara Praya, it's almost like the ocean. May he always remain seated in my heart, birth after birth. Janma, janma, chitte mori, vasuka sadhai. On seeing everyone in the entire world drowning in the ocean of material existence, Gauranga, you mercifully bless them with a constant shower of ecstatic love. Niravadi varshe prema kripa yuktahai. Samsara Sagara Magna Jagat Dekiya. Jagat Deki, you saw this universe. It's a Samsara Sagara, it's an ocean material existence. Alright, it's an ocean. You can float on the ocean, you can see the ocean, you can cross the ocean in a boat, but Magna means you're submerged in it, you're drowned. The Jagat Magna, the whole universe is drowning, it's submerged in the ocean of birth and death. And seeing this, you felt compassion. You came down, you're showering your mercy on everyone. Namo Mahavaranyaya, Krishna Prema Pradayate, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gaurajuse Namo. Madhurya Kadambini, cloudburst shower of sweet love and mercy. May Gauranga, the abode of incomparable mercy, always manifest within my heart. Atul, Atula Kripamaya Gaura Dham. You're a dham. You are a dham. You're nam rup gun lila dham. Parishishta. Parikar. Everything is here right with you. You're all the parikars. You're all the holy dhammams and the parikars. And you're all the gunas of God and you're all the names and forms of God right here in one form in front of me. Radha Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. You're Gaura Dham. And what is your special characteristic? Krishna has so many characteristics, but what is your, when you come as Gauranga, what is your special characteristic? Karuna, Kripa. Because confidentially in your heart, you're relishing Radharani's love. But externally, you're distributing her Karuna. Because her Kanti is her Karuna. You're covered by her Kanti. Harkanti Nirbhava is the secret thing in your heart you're relishing with Lalita Vishaka, not with the masses. But you're illuminating everyone with your kanti. Kanti means your complexion, your covering, your effulgence, your radiance, your influence, your prabhav. It is her kanti, Radha kanti. It is Radha's kanti that is covering your sham rup. And Radha's bhav, which you're swimming in. And Radha's heart, you're swimming in your heart, you're swimming. Radha's heart has entered your heart. Now you're experiencing her heart in the form of Gauranga. But it's that compassion, that kanti that's illuminating everyone and shining on everyone as you move through India or move here and there. So the primary characteristic of that kanti is kripa, karuna. Karuna mayi radha ki jai. Kripa maya goradam spuruka amara ridayeti aviram. Aviram means great joy. My heart will become very joyful. Ridai aviram, or avir. I guess avir means to appear, but spuruka means appear. So avir is like abir, means satisfaction. Spuruka means manifest, spurti, amara, mine, ridayati, heart. Manifest in my heart and fill me with satisfaction, aviram. Aviram means abiram. Aviram means satisfied. Ram. May Gauranga, the abode of incomparable mercy, always manifest within my heart and fill me with the satisfaction that will come by that spurti, Gauranga spurti in my heart. Hey mate shloka pade, kari viprastuti, puna puna dandabat, hoya vachaspati. In this way, the Brahman Vachaspati prayed to Gauranga by reciting various verses and continually offering him dandavats. Puna puna dandavat. Dandavats. Dandavats stand up, offer a prayer. And they can't bear, the prayer is so heavy, the meaning is so potent and portent. Portent and potent. You recite this effusion flows from his mind and heart and comes out his lips and he recites it and then when he hears it and he sees how it registers in the face of Gauranga and how it vibrates in Gauranga's heart and how Gauranga returns to look, he feels so much heavy weight of love that again he falls down. Now for his dandavats. Then he collects himself and he stands up again. And you're this and you're that. Oh.
Dandavats.
Then he stands up. And you're this and you're that. Oh.
Dandavats.
And this is also described in Madhurya Kadambini. When someone has darshan of the Lord, he may collapse. He may faint and the Lord will touch him or whisper in his ear. To revive him from his swoon. Madhurya Kadambini, 7th shower, 8th shower. Depending on the sthayi bhav that the devotee has, the Lord will touch him or kiss him or this or that. Speak to him in his ear to revive him. Please, oh, Krishnadas, wake up, come back. Huh, huh. My Lord. Oh. So we'll continue tomorrow with... more of this story.